بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Blueberries for breakfast.
Once upon a time, in deep thick woods, there was an oak tree. The Valley of Aden. Cherries always grew in that old oak tree. Every morning, Hafsa would travel very far to pick a bowl of cherries from the oak tree. Then she would take this bowl of cherries to Median. But instead of taking them home to Hafsa, she would hide them under some rocks. Then she would quietly go home and pretend to be asleep.
Ummi! Ummi, wake up! I want some cherries for breakfast.
Hafsa would say, pulling her mother from sleep. Hafsa and her mother got ready to go out to look for some cherries.
Hafsa, what's the dua you say before we go outside?
Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Bismillah, with the name of Allah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, we put our trust in Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's no might or power except with Allah.
Once outside, Hafsa started looking for cherries. She looked here, she looked there, she looked everywhere, but she could not find them anywhere.
Ummi, I can't find cherries anywhere.
Okay, try looking under those rocks.
Hafsa found the cherries under the rocks.
How did you know they were there, Ummi?
Well, didn't we make dua when we left home? We said, Tawakkaltu ala Allah. We have placed our trust in Allah. And do you know how to put your trust in Allah, Hafsa?
I never really thought about that. How do we put our trust in Allah, Ummi?
To put one's trust in Allah is like what birds do every morning. They rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, and then they go out looking for food. And Allah makes them come back home in the evening with a full belly. So, we must do our part in making the effort and then put our trust in Allah. He is the provider, Al-Razzaq.
Next morning again, Hafsa went all the way to the Valley of Aden to collect some cherries. When she came back to Median, this time, she hid the cherries inside a hole in the ground. Later at home,
Ummi, wake up. Let's go look for some cherries,
said Hafsa as she pulled her mother out of bed.
Hafsa, what is the dua we say when we go out?
Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Bismillah, in the name of Allah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, we put our trust in Allah. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ There's no might or power except with Allah.
Hafsa started looking for cherries. She looked here, she looked there, she looked everywhere, but she could not find the cherries.
I can't find any cherries on me. I even looked behind the rocks, but there are none there,
said Hafsa, all frustrated.
Have you checked that hole there, sweetie?
Finally, Hafsa found the cherries.
How did you know they were here, Ummi?
Allah is Ar-Razzaq. He provides for all of His creation. Did you put your trust in Allah today, Hafsa?
Yes, Ummi. So, Allah will provide for us if we put our trust in Him?
Yes, darling. But you have to do your part by looking for food, and then Allah will provide for you.
Next day, Ummi went to get more cherries, but this time she hid them behind a bush. Later at home, Hafsa woke her mother up, and together they went out looking for cherries.
Hafsa, what is the dua we say when we go out?
Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Bismillah, in the name of Allah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, We put our trust in Allah. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There's no might or power except with Allah.
Hafsa looked here, she looked there, she looked everywhere, but she couldn't find the cherries anywhere.
Ummi, I can't find any cherries. I looked behind the rocks and in the hole, but I couldn't find anything.
Well, let's see. Have you checked behind the bushes? Maybe you will find something there.
Alhamdulillah, there are some cherries here. But, Ummi, does Allah provide for everyone?
Allah is Ar-Razaq. He is Ar-Razaq for every living thing. And He provides for all His creations, from the biggest of whales in the ocean to the tiniest of ants. Even for the creation we know nothing about, He provides for them. He is Ar-Razaq.
But, Ummi, who provides for Allah?
Okay, so that's a good question. Look, Hafsa, Allah is self-sufficient. He is beyond any need or want. He does not depend on any of His creation. In fact, He has no needs at all. He does not need rizq. He does not need any provision. He does not need anything or anyone. But everything and everyone needs Him.
The following day, when Ummi went to the old oak cherry tree, there were no more cherries. She looked very carefully, but she could not find any cherries.
Oh no! La hawla wa la quwwata. What am I going to do?
Hafsa loves cherries, but there are no more cherries here.
Disappointed, she quickly went home and pretended to sleep in her bed before Hafsa could come to wake her up.
Ummi, wake up! Let's go find some cherries!
Said Hafsa as she pulled her mother. Ummi was worried she didn't find any cherries today. What is she going to tell Hafsa? While she was lost in her thought, Hafsa pulled her out of bed. Pulling her mother along, Hafsa remembered to make the dua on her own without her mother having to remind her.
Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Bismillah, in the name of Allah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, we put our trust in Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's no might or power except with Allah.
Hafsa said while dragging her mother. Hafsa excitedly looked here. She looked there. She looked everywhere, but she could not find any cherries.
Oh me, I can't find cherries anywhere. Why are you crying, Ummi? Don't worry, I'll find some cherries. Maybe it's behind the rocks, or inside the hole, or even behind the bush. I mean, there must be somewhere. Allah will provide for us today. He is a Razak after all.
Ummi was still crying because she knew that Hafsa would not find any cherries today. Seeing her mother cry, Hafsa eagerly jumped into a bush to look for cherries.
SubhanAllah. Blueberries! Look, Ummi, Allah has provided us with breakfast. I found some blueberries today. Allah is our Razak, and He provides all of His creation. He will never let us down.
Ummi smiled graciously as she was reminded about Allah by Hafsa. That day, Ummi gave Hafsa a special badge with a Razak written on it. On the way home, Ummi said to Hafsa,
Ar-Razaq means the provider. You say it now, Hafsa. Ar-Razaq. Allah is Ar-Razaq.
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 Good. Ar-Razaq, the provider, and He provides for all of His creation. Provision can be food, drink, clothes, your house, even your grades at school. Anything you receive, anything that you receive, is from Allah.
With this conversation, Hafsa and her mother reached home to enjoy blueberries for breakfast this time.
The end. This incident taught Hafsa to put her trust in Allah. Knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider who will always provide for her, gave her the natural trust in Ar-Razzaq. Dear children, whatever provision we have are only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He provides for us all the time. Next time you enjoy any blessings, don't forget to remember Ar-Razzaq.